T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
And now the pitch by Martinez is up and in and hits Gerald Williams on the left hand.
Dig your cleats in.
Now he's going to charge the mound. He's going to charge Martinez, and the fight is on. He got a right hand in before he's grabbed from behind by Varitek, and now the benches are empty.
It's time for hour two of the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris.
Yerzhinsky wanting to know, am I going? He is going.
And Mike Lynch.
It is a collision at the plate, and Yerzhinsky not only bangs into Barrett, bangs onto the plate, and here they go.
Step up to the plate for hour two of the Hot Corner.
Posadnik getting into it with Barrett. I mean, there is some hooking going on in the bottom of two piles.
On 1080.
Redemption, no. Whoa. Bautista got all he could handle with that. Wow. That's some pretty solid contact right there.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that at the Les Schwab Tires podcast. Speaking of podcasts, Beers on Us podcast drops tomorrow. Jump on the Instagram page at Beers on Us, and you will see we've curated a interactive tasting room for you. You can go to Market of Choice. Yes, the actual place called Market of Choice. Anywhere around town, you should be able to find these beers. Pick them up. Cost you under $20, I believe, is what it cost me. And you can drink and follow along with us. That'll drop tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. I mean, there's five of them.
Five of them.
So make sure you're
all
not,
different styles. Didn't double up on any style.
If you're drinking them with us, make sure you're, you know, safely at home and not driving, because 5 years in, you're going to feel a little something. Remember, we split them all.
We split them.
And don't finish the cans normally.
Yes. So maybe safely distancing, do it with a friend.
Yes, you could do that. That is true.
Yeah. But not
gonna bring a friend in. Introduce him to the podcast, him or her. Maybe they become a listener.
Maybe they like, rate, or subscribe.
Yep. And download, because it helps.
Because it helps. All right. Enough honk. Bear looks making a beer for us. Drink. Okay.
It doesn't even apply on this show, but yeah, drink.
I want to spend some time. I want to do this every week, and we'll do it where we need to do it. I ended up saving it for the top of the segment because I thought we might go a little long on it. I do want to kind of touch in on guys that are playing well over the last weekend, guys that kind of aren't playing the well. Not fantasy per se, but just kind of, we're so excited to have baseball right now. There's just some players that I think are kind of at some must-watch at-bats right now, and I think y'all should be paying attention. Okay. You know what I mean?
Who are you talking about?
Just players in general. Like,
okay.
Like there's some guys we should be watching.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Mike Trout has hit 8 home runs since the birth of his son.
Yeah, he's locked in.
Yes.
Papa Trout
is my favorite kind of trout.
He's the best trout. Papa Trout's the best trout. I mean, I've watched almost every one of those home runs highlights, not watching the game live because I'm not an Angels fan. And dude is just perfect.
He's the greatest.
He's just mashing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his swing is so violent, but so smooth at the same time. It's like this little, like, ha! Jerk motion. Like, ha!
Almost like Jeter. Jeter kind of had that a little bit. Like, his was real tight and in.
But Jeter was a little... Jeter had the inside-out swing, but he had the loopy kind of, like, batting stance.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Trout is just, like... He starts swinging, and all of a sudden, the ball is gone.
Yeah.
And it's just a snap of the finger, and it's that. His swing is so cool to watch. and he's just mashing opposite field, pulling the ball.
The fact that you're getting to the point where you don't have words / crying about a guy who's a 2-time MVP winner and just obviously the best guy in baseball tells you how good this guy is.
He's so good.
So Papa Trout, stay forever. Hopefully he will. Some other guys playing really well right now. Charlie Blackmon, the engine that could for the Colorado Rockies right now. Dude. Arenado hit 2 bombs today.
Yeah.
Arenado is the best player on that team, hands down.
Blackmon went 0-for-4 today, and he's still hitting .472.
Boom. Go Charlie Blackmon. I don't know how you play baseball in the summer with that much hair, but hey, bud, you do you.
In my virtual baseball, as I'm playing as the Rockies, I am in August, and Charlie Blackman's hitting .344.
Nice.
He's quite good. I just moved him to the 3 spot in my lineup, which I should have done earlier, and now he's having a bigger impact. He was leading off for me. A
couple other guys I want to mention kind of randomly. Matt Chapman's had himself a pretty good week. 10 RBIs, 4 home runs. That doesn't count whatever happened in their game today. This is not including today's stats.
If you didn't see it, there was a highlight of him in this series against the Angels. I don't remember what hitter it was that was up, so apologies. I think it was Pujols. He made a diving catch at third on a ball that was hit like 105 miles an hour. And it was like a 5-7% chance of him making the catch. He made it look easy. I mean, dude is incredible at third base.
Is Matt Chapman the best third baseman in baseball?
Yes.
Do you know that is the third A I can say that in my lifetime?
Eric Chavez?
Yep. There was a time before A-Rod moved to third at the end of Scotty Rowland's career, Eric Chavez was the best third baseman.
I can't think of who else you'd be mentioning then.
Josh Donaldson.
Not when he was on the A's.
He was good.
Yeah, dude didn't turn into it until he was in Toronto, though.
He was good.
And you're talking about like fielding-wise?
Everything. I'm just saying the A's turn out guys.
I thought you meant fielding.
No. I mean,
Chavez was a good fielder, but come on.
No, I mean everything. Okay. The A's turn third baseman. They just do. And now there's Matt Chapman, and he's on my fantasy team.
There's the bias.
A couple Phillies playing really well right now. JT Realmuto. In a contract year, I watched the game the other day, and they got the fans outside the stands with like the air horns and stuff. And there's just one guy with a giant sign that says, "Please sign JT."
when the Yankees were playing the Phillies, I was watching those games. I think they had to tell them to stop. The guys with the air horns were air horning every time a pitch was thrown because they were listening on the radio.
Yeah.
And like Torres was up, and while the pitch was in the air, it's just like,
I watched it on TV.
And you're like, are they allowed to do that?
You can hear it on TV over the fake crowd noise.
Yeah. It was really loud.
Well, the ump was like, dude, they're not in the stadium. I can't do anything about it. So Realmuto's is hit really well lately, as has Bryce Harper. He's got 3 home runs in the last week, 7 RBIs. I'd like to see if this offense gets going. I'd really like to see what it could do full steam, because we didn't see it last year.
Yeah,
and Kutch went down. Harper struggled a little bit.
We're seeing it in little spurts this
year. Reese Hoskins took a step back.
It's a great offense by name, but it has not lived up to that hype yet. Mm. Harper's hitting pretty well in the small amount that I've seen him hit this year. He's hitting a lot of bombs. JT's been hot. Didi hit a grand slam the other day.
On my fantasy team.
I miss you, Didi.
Miss Didi. He's great.
My favorite.
Where's he going to play on your team, though?
He wouldn't. I understand why they let him go, but I miss him because I liked him. I'd love to see the Phillies full strength and like all clicking at the same time.
We saved the high praise for somebody we mentioned earlier in this show in the last hour, and that high praise goes to son of Fernando Tatis. Fernando Tatis Jr., the shortstop for the San Diego Padres,
just
won't stop hitting absolute bombs.
My over 9 is not working, by the way.
He's not hitting bombs like Judge is hitting bombs.
He's 0-for-3 today.
He's not hitting bombs like Judge hits bombs, but he's hitting bombs.
Well, yeah, he has 8 now, so he's only 1 behind Judge.
He's had 5 in the last 7 days, not counting today.
Are we FCC approved to say piss missiles? That's my new favorite term towards a home run.
Well, Joe, you just said it.
We'll find out. We will find out tomorrow.
All right.
We probably won't.
Joe, your key fob isn't working. Your email is down. And here's a $50,000 payment towards Intercom and the FCC.
Tell you what, Fernando Tatis Jr. hit a piss missile the other day. I'm with you, Joe. That's that support right there. That's my quarterback. That's my teammate.
We have a payment plan with an interest rate of 35%.
But Fernando Tatis just out of this world right now. And it's so fun to watch. I mean,
he's got a good personality out there. He's kind of got like that. I mean, it's his teammate, but like early Manny Machado. There's a little swagger going on. I like it.
Christian Yelich is at 3 home runs this week.
That's good because he was hitting like 090 after the first 2 weeks of the season.
Figured out you're an MVP. No one thought you wouldn't.
The Brewers are not that good, though.
They are not that good. They've got real issues in the pitching category, not just starters, but relief is not great either. They've got a lot of issues, and it might be time to rebuild. But you got an MVP to do it around. Real quick, touch on some guys that are just struggling. I mean, this guy struggled all year. It's not a shock. Cody Bellinger is not off to the start they thought he would be.
Remember last year when he started hitting like 370 in the first 3 months of the season?
And I don't want to say I told you so because I don't think that, but I never understood the dude. Hopefully this isn't telling because he was a lot of fun to watch last year. Another guy struggling, Frankie Lindor, has kind of struggled all year. The Indians hitting in general, if they don't score 4 runs, they lose. That's not great, considering I've watched them lose 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2. It's not pretty, so Frankie's got to figure it out.
Is Jose Ramirez sucking it up again?
Better. He hit 2 home runs the other day in the same games. He's playing better than Frankie, but, I mean,
Ramirez last year got benched, right, for like a month?
Yeah.
And but he came back?
But he figured it out. In the last week, Frankie's 5 of 23 with 3 runs and 1 RBI.
It could be worse, but that's not great.
Some dudes that are just having wretched seasons right now.
I don't know if you put it on the list because I was telling you earlier. Matt Boyd, Tigers.
I haven't looked at pitchers. I'm kind of giving pitchers free pass right now because not a ton of them have had many starts.
Well, Matt Boyd has had, I want to say, 4 starts now. And quickly shuffling over to pitching stats. Computer, please work. He has 4 starts. Would you like to take a guess at what his ERA is?
I have to imagine it's not good, Bob.
Would you like to take a guess?
I'm going
to
go with 6.79.
10.24.
Ooh, how are the Tigers in second place?
Because they can hit.
Oh, and they got a COVID break, too. So their win percentage.
Yeah, that is true. Matt Boyd's game log. This does not include today, but today was not pretty either. I'll pull up today. Friday, July 24th, 5 innings, 6 hits, 4 earned. Wednesday, July 29th, 5 innings, 9 hits, 4 earned. Friday, August 7th, 4.2 innings, 8 hits, 7 earned. And today, if I can find it, but I can't because I'm stupid. There we go. Matt Boyd, 4 2/3, 7 hits, 7 earned.
Oof.
Last year, he was really good. He had a lot of strikeouts. This year, he's not, and he's not getting a lot of strikeouts. Oof. Not pretty.
My last hitters on this list, Javi Baez. And if you want to know why the Red Sox suck, it's not just their pitching.
Which is really bad.
JD Martinez and Rafael Devers are hot garbage.
You know who's even worse? Andrew Benintendi.
Yes.
Benintendi can't hit. And he didn't hit that well last year either.
I believe the only person hitting on that team is Bogey.
And I don't even think that's consistent either. The Red Sox are not good. Joe, just for you, Dylan Bundy, 3-1 with a 1.57 ERA for the Angels.
Thank you. Yeah.
Comeback player of the year.
I thought that was only supposed to happen to Mariner players when they go to new teams that they're really good all of a sudden.
Comeback player of the year.
Thanks, guys.
Get it. Hey, man, your Orioles are good, dude.
Tied for 2nd in the MLB in strikeouts as well. So,
okay, they're not good. Oh, Dylan Bundy is?
Dylan Bundy is, yeah.
Oh, dang, dude.
35 Ks.
Who's he pitched for, the Angels?
Yeah.
Well, they're terrible, so don't worry about that, Joe.
Can the Angels just be good for Mike Trout once?
Well, they got 14 years to figure it out. So
they got Rendon, who was hitting like 090 until a week ago. What are they doing? Guys, you have the best player in baseball forever.
Forever. Win. Like, literally forever.
Win. Your division sucks right now, except for the A's. Win.
Yeah.
I mean, but they can't.
Like, literally forever.
They can't.
Yeah.
They can't win.
Oh, see you guys. All right, coming up, I got a little rant about college football. We'll get to all that next. What is this show? The Hot Corner?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Wednesday night sports with... and stuff with Mike and Patrick.
Booyah, I love it. We'll get to
Who's
that next.
Winning? What is occurring?
1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
There's some beats I could just listen to forever. Instrumental. This is one. Could just go and go and go and go. Fair or foul coming up here in about 15 minutes.
I'm very curious to hear your college football rant.
I kind of alluded to this a little bit to you when we saw each other earlier today. So if you live under a rock, you don't know that the Big Ten and Pac-12 has suspended fall sports, with an eye on the spring to try and bring them back. Now, this is nothing to do with how everything has become politicized in this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, should they play? Shouldn't they play? Blah, 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 blah. Is it safe? Is it not safe? Everybody's so mad about everything. This has actually nothing to do with it. I remember, and this is definitely a pat on my shoulder. I remember when we were doing this show, we're getting ready towards the opening of Major League Baseball. NBA shuts down. College basketball tournaments are shut down. Tournaments canceled. This COVID thing's a real deal. And we're kind of looking around and kind of as the months progress and there's no baseball and they're trying to figure it out. We're keeping eyes on Premier League and Bundesliga and Champions League and how are they going to progress? And maybe they're...
Things are looking good in Germany for maybe even bringing fans back in September.
Yeah, yeah. Like things are kind of like we look to Europe where it was hit first and kind of watched how they did it and see how we could follow it here. And it's this big breaking news the other day that Big Ten and Pac-12 have postponed or canceled, however you want to phrase it. And my whole thought the entire time that I heard that is I had no opinion on it. Because months ago, I said on this program, what's college football and NFL going to do? How come ESPN follows NFL like it's going to happen tomorrow? And this is what happens. It's not just about not having leadership in college football, which I know has been discussed at length over the last few days. I don't need to go into that. But it's the arrogance of these massive multi-billion dollar corporations, for lack of a better term, for not seeing things and not being good business owners. To have no plan, to have absolutely no plan, no thought, until all of a sudden players come together and say, hey, you don't have a plan and we're not going to play. And for them to all of a sudden be like, oh crap, we don't have a plan. Yeah, we're not going to play. Is asinine. I think it is irresponsible. And if you were a Fortune 500 company, you'd go out of business. And if you think the NFL is going to play, I think you're out of your mind.
Well, I will say this.
And I said that in June. I was like, there's no way NFL's playing. And the NFL was just like, Lewis Riddick's on TV, like, man, dude, who's Jadeveon Clowney going to sign for? And I'm like, don't sign anybody.
Well,
you're just going to pay them to not play.
To pause in the middle of your statement. The NFL is going to play. They're going to force it. They're going to force their way through this. Guaranteed. You know that's true.
I don't know that's true.
You know it's true.
I don't know that's true. Because when...
Because baseball's forcing their way through it.
Because when the SEC starts, baseball, these guys, unless you're in the A's, Astros brawl, these guys aren't spitting on each other and sweating on each other every 30 seconds.
Yeah, but they're all in dugouts and clubhouses and not truly following all the protocols, so...
I don't know, man. I think you're gonna watch SEC and ACC football and Big 12 football shut down in like 3 weeks. And the NFL is gonna go, oh crap, and they're gonna try it, and then they're gonna shut down in 3 weeks. And I hate to say it, but I told you so. You have to be planning for this.
What I will say is this: I agreed with you a couple months ago. I agree about college football. I don't see how college football is gonna work. It's kids, and clearly they're all idiots at this point. Because they think they're invincible, right?
I don't think the NFL is full of a bunch of smart people either.
But here's the thing. Here's what's caused me to change. We are now at 20 games. We're a third of the way through the MLB season.
Correct.
We've had two outbreaks. One was in day three. One was in day six, right? Since then, no issues.
Right.
It was
People got the memo.
People got the memo to stop messing up, except for Zach Plesac and Mike Clevenger. And I think it's going to work. I really do. I mean, obviously, everything can change very quickly. Obviously, if there's a massive outbreak on three teams, then yeah, my opinion is moot and everything's different. But so far, so good, right? Maybe not so good. So far, so acceptable.
Okay? So not as bad as we thought it would
right.
be.
So the NFL is not a great sport for social distancing, clearly.
Yep.
Line of scrimmage, tackling, etc. If they keep up with the testing, I think they can do what baseball's doing. They will have players who test positive, guaranteed. But I think they'll be able to do what baseball's doing. Now, I don't know if they'll be able to finish the season. We don't know. I mean, we're still a month away from even the NFL starting, right? And then we're talking about, well, we don't know what the fall is going to look like. And, you know, we all talked about the second wave, but we haven't even, like, we've forgotten about that, right? And, like, they were talking about fall and November being a bad time. Anything can happen and change. But if it's going like it's going right now, I'm going to use baseball as an example as a sport that had some hiccups. It wasn't great. We judge them harshly for it. But right now it's going okay. So I feel like the NFL is going to be able to do the same thing. College, I'm not sure about at all. I mean, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 canceling, I think, is the correct move.
Sure, me too.
I think there's too many variables when you're talking about college kids who are not paid to do this, who are not in a league with an overriding committee making all these decisions. It's separate conferences and separate schools with separate rules and separate expectations and, you know, oh, we'll do anything to win kind of mentalities and stuff like that. I think college football is a disaster waiting to happen.
Well, yeah, especially
in the SEC. But I think the NFL...
If Joe Burrow tests positive for COVID-19 and you got Bama on the road this week, you're like, yeah, he's clean. Yeah, he's good.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, Coach O's not going to tell the truth.
Yeah, he's good.
Not go Tigers.
But I think the NFL is different because it's actually a league that has its one body governing it. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It could fail. It could be terrible. I could be completely wrong. But based on baseball, I think NFL will be able to do it.
And just to take that baseball comparison, well, it is true. They're all playing in their own cities, home cities and teams and clubhouse and sharing all that. Take that number of people in the clubhouse and times that about 3 or 4.
That's exactly what I was going to say. How many people do you think make up? We're watching Padres Dodgers right now on TV. Okay. How many people do you think make up on a road game? How many people go with the Dodgers? They're in LA, but let's pretend they're in San Diego. How many people go to San Diego as a part of the Dodgers affiliation? Roughly.
45-50.
Cool. There are more players on an NFL roster than that. Now you're going to add all the coaching staff, the trainers, is the GM going to go? Probably. Is
social media staff?
Social media staff, like you're looking at upwards to like 150 people traveling. And all it takes is one of them. Mm-hmm. The athletic trainer catches it, and he was working with the whole offensive line that week. What are you gonna do? You can throw running backs out there to block.
Look, I'm not saying what you're saying is false. In fact, you're probably right.
The whole point that
the way I think about it is more in the way you're thinking about it. But for some reason, I don't know why, I just have this feeling that because the baseball is doing what it's doing, the NFL will be able to find a way to make it work.
The whole point of the conversation, for on my end, I will say, is I don't think they have a plan.
No, they don't.
And I think it's going to backfire and bite them in the ass, just like it did college football.
Right now, their plan is, we're playing.
Yeah, their plan is we're playing. We'll have tests every day. And if you test positive.
I don't even think it's every day.
You know?
Every day in the beginning.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Well, baseball's excellent. Not doing everyday testing either.
So. Well, I know. I mean, that's ridiculous too. I mean, you're only, you know, the NFL is only an $11 billion industry.
I want to say that Andrew Whitworth, lineman for the Rams, he was on Colin today and he said on Colin that they do get tested every day.
Yeah, they're doing daily testing until a certain date.
Yeah.
Convenient. You know?
But that's a whole other social issue.
Well, I've heard that too much testing is a bad thing.
Right. We need to test less.
Read the manuals, read the books.
Well, if you test less, you have less positives.
Right. So that's why we have to test less.
Facts. Science.
That is a greater social problem of
all
of these athletes can get as many tests as they want. And we are like,
hey, and I can't go get one.
Can I get a test? Do you have symptoms? No. Well, no, you can't get a test.
Yeah. That's a scary conversation. Yeah. But I just, the whole point that I'm getting at is the arrogance will be their downfall. Like Major League Baseball, they went through that period where they were arguing about dollars and how many games. And okay, that I'm not shocked about. But they at least understood the severity of what's going on. The NBA put people in bubbles. The NHL put people in bubbles. The MLS put people in bubbles. I don't think you can bubble the NFL.
No, you can't.
But I can't believe that people running an $11 billion company can't have more of a plan than that will be all right.
Stick their head in the sand. Hope it all goes away.
All right. Well, that sand is hot.
Now, Patrick, I'm a back and forth between you and Mike's opinion, or yours and Mike's, Mike and yours, that I do think that the NFL is just burying their head in the sand. They are going to plow through this, get to opening week one. It's just a matter of how many weeks are they going to get through before it S hits the fan, and it's like, dude, we can't do this.
Vegas over under, not Vegas. Harris over under, 3.5 weeks.
One of the most successful gambling bookies in the world.
Yep, right here, this guy. Better than Brandon Sprague, tell you that. I don't even gamble.
I think most people are better than Brandon Sprague from what I hear on the text line.
My God.
All right, when we come back, we got Fair or Foul, hosted by our fantastic producer, Mr. Joe Fisher, and here is him with sports.
Is it fair?
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's a fair ball!
Or is it foul?
Well, he thought it was foul, I think.
A knowledge test for Patrick and Mike to see how well they know the big leagues.
Mathematics and strange symbols now, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. The OBP and the SLG and the ISO and the you name it.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
Peralta knocks it into center. David tonight, 2-for-2, a leadoff single here in the fourth. And nobody noticed.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Without further ado, Mr. Joseph Fisher, the third.
Yo! Got a couple fair fouls here. Get my paper. All right.
All right, Jim Rum.
Didn't you call him that last week?
Yep.
Does he do that?
He crumples his papers up on the air. He's famous for that.
Was that Letterman that used to do? Oh, no, he did the pencil throw. Isn't that what he did?
Right.
I'm thinking of the dude on Around the Horn, Tony Reale. He throws the paper balls, yes. Anyways, I'll stop talking about that stuff and on to fair foul. And pitchers, have we officially hit this mark, fellas? Fair or foul? Officially 0 pitchers with an ERA under 1.
0 pitchers with an ERA under 1.
Yes. Are we talking about qualified here, like multiple starts, or just general?
Qualified, yeah.
Biebs gave up 4 the other day.
And you're talking about starters or all pitchers?
Correct, starters, yeah.
Okay.
Biebs gave up 4 the other day, and that was his third start of the year. Fourth start of the year, but he'd only given up 1 before that. So 5, I don't know. I can't do math.
I don't really know how the math works with all that, to be honest with you.
I don't know why I'm pretending
to know.
I'm going
to say foul. I'm going to say there's still one hanging around at like 098 or something like that. Maybe it's Jacob DeGrom.
Under 1?
Well, I think DeGrom gave up a couple runs the other day. It's somebody.
I believe that there are a few elites under 2.
Like Dylan Bundy.
I don't think there's anybody under 1.
It is foul. We have 2 pitchers with an under 1 ERA.
If you say Shane Bieber, I'm going to crawl through this glass and kill you.
Number 1, Randy Dobnak.
Ooh, on the Twins.
With a 0.9 ERA through 4 starts.
The only guy on the Twins actually pitching decently.
He's the Uber driver.
He is the Uber driver. That is right.
11 strikeouts in 4 starts.
Hey, pitches to contact.
Yeah. I was looking.
How many walks?
5.
Oh, okay, not bad.
I also saw that there was like 4 pitchers that have started 4 games that have 10 strikeouts or less so far, which efficient.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And the
a lot of ground balls.
And the second pitcher, Trevor Bauer.
Oh, look at that!
Really?
0.93 ERA through 3 starts.
All right, Trev Bowes.
And just for S and Giggs, third on the list, John Lester.
1.2 or something?
1.06 with three starts.
Oh, just missed it. Little Lester.
I think he pitched today or yesterday, too.
One could argue that the Cubbies are the best team in the National League.
I won't make that argument, but they're playing very well.
Well, that leads me to the next question here.
Kyle Hendricks is pitching really well.
The two other division leaders in the National League, the
Marlins.
The Marlins and the Rockies, both atrocities last year. Again, leading.
One's still an atrocity.
Leading their division. Well, Patrick, one is 7-4, the Marlins.
Patrick.
Rockies are 12-6.
Okay.
So, fair or foul, the Marlins or the Rockies. I almost want to say and because there's like 14 teams that can make the playoffs this year. But
16.
The Marlins or the Rockies will make the playoffs this year.
I'm going to say foul.
You think both teams aren't going to make the playoffs?
Yep. The Marlins, I mean, I'm joking with you. I think the Marlins are going to fall off the face of the earth.
It's like, as you're backtracking, as I just said they sucked, and you're like, Patrick.
No, I mean,
so my boss talks to me sometimes. She's like, Patrick.
I'm playing up a bit here. I mean,
she doesn't listen, so it's okay.
The Marlins are fun.
You're fired.
Patrick.
The Marlins are fun. And by boss, do you mean your girlfriend?
No, okay. I mean my boss. My girlfriend's not my boss. We're in a communicative, symbiotic relationship where both voices are heard equally.
I think
Michael.
I think I just saw a text message come through on your phone.
Patrick.
I don't think the Marlins are good. I mean, they're having a fun little run here. It's a good story.
Well, they did play the Orioles, so.
Yeah, the
Rockies.
And
the Blue Jays right now.
I'm also going to throw this out there. I don't think the Rockies are that good. They can hit, but their pitching still kind of sucks. And last year, that came back to bite them. Now, last year, it came back to bite them in July. They were doing okay up until that point, and then they fell off the face of the earth. I think they might, because it's a 60-game season, get lucky and stay hot. I just don't think they're that good. I really don't. They can hit, but the Rockies have always been able to hit. They can't pitch, so I'm going to say foul.
I think the answer is fair, Bob, and I think it's because if I look at the standings here in the National League, let's see. You're going to get 8 teams in the playoffs, correct? You're going to get Atlanta.
You're going to get 2 from each division and 2 wild cards.
You're going to get Atlanta, and I think the Phillies will pull it together, so I will say the Phillies, the Cubs, the Dodgers. I only have 4 that I firmly believe in, which opens the door for San Diego.
Who is good?
The Nationals, maybe.
Okay.
Cincinnati, maybe.
Okay. A little sleeper team we picked earlier this year.
And I'm going to go with Colorado. I think Colorado makes it. I think the Marlins are absolute trash. I think, sure, they're having some fun right now. They had a bunch of days off, so they're feeling fresh, if you know what I mean. And,
18 of them with COVID. Feeling fresh.
I think this season is so weird that you can be one-dimensional and sneak into the playoffs. And then when it comes to playoffs, man, anything can happen. Like, if Cleveland sneaks into the playoffs, nobody wants to play them because the pitching is too good. And if you're the Rockies, where you can just mash, or if you're the Padres, who are kind of mashing right now, like, nobody wants to play you because you still could be good with a little bit of luck. I don't know. I think the Rockies will make the playoffs.
It's a good question because of the expanded playoffs, but God, their pitching is bad.
Rockies?
Not that bad, man. Marquez and Freeland are pitching well right now.
Marquez is good. Freeland, I'm not so sure about.
But all you got to do is be good for 2 months.
True.
You know, Bartolo would fall off at late June, early July, and then was out of the league. Now he's like pitching game 2 of the World Series.
Bartolo?
Sorry, friend of the show, Bartolo.
With Rodney getting the clothes.
Yeah, you know it, man.
Wait, where did he go?
Houston. They're not going to the playoffs, so don't worry about them.
Gross. By the way, Rockies.
The AL West is bad enough, they might go to the playoffs.
Second best run differential in the National League and second most runs scored in the National League.
Who's this?
The Rockies.
Yeah, I love it.
Who has more than them?
Atlanta.
Yes, thank you.
Atlanta's given up more runs.
And then
though.
The Dodgers have a better run differential. So.
See.
Speaking of run differential.
Ooh, I should probably close this tab out.
Fair. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I didn't really look at it.
It's all good. The Mariners. Fair or foul? Do
I was in the National League.
Do they have the worst run differential in the MLB? Is it that bad even in 2020 for the Mariners?
That's a foul because I think it's the Diamondbacks. Because the Diamondbacks for the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season could barely score a run. And their pitching staff is hot garbage. Now, they're scoring again recently, so maybe it's been skewed back the other way. But I want to say the Diamondbacks have the worst run differential in baseball.
You know,
their bullpen is a joke.
Ooh, Pete Alonso hit a dinger today. I like him.
Polar bear.
You know, I feel like I mean, I haven't really watched any Mariners, but I feel like I still see the score and it like resonates in my brain. I feel like they're not getting completely blown out every game.
Yeah, they're losing like 9-6 because their bullpen blows.
Yeah. I'll say foul as well. I don't think they have the worst.
Yeah.
Now, who has the worst? Boy, I don't know. The Mets? Could the Mets have the worst?
They're down there. Not the Mets. Not the Diamondbacks. It's the Mariners.
Oh,
it's fair.
Really?
Mariners
with now this is ESPN standings I'm looking at right now. I don't know how up to date if they have today's scores and everything in them, but
well, the M's are still playing.
Minus 32.
Joe is correct.
The Pirates at a minus 30, and the Mariners have given up the most runs in the American League, second most in the majors.
Yeah, their bullpen's really bad. Are the Diamondbacks anywhere close? Like, was I completely off?
Kind of. The Giants are next at 29.
Yeah, so Mariners, minus. Pirates, Giants, Diamondbacks.
Okay.
So they're fourth to last.
I guess the Diamondbacks' 13 runs today helped.
Yes. Yeah. And our last one, Patrick's favorite player in the world, Bryce Harper.
Hello!
Fair or foul, top 10 in average on-base percentage and OPS?
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I feel like a troll job right now coming. This is the old Andy Dirt Johnson conundrum.
Also, okay.
Is he trolling me or is he proving my point?
Hold on. Remember I said 2 segments ago, Bryce Harper's hitting pretty well this year.
Yeah.
They've played less games.
Mm-hmm.
So his average might be higher because of that.
I also know he got off to a slow start.
His OPS, I'm sure, is top 10. His OBP, I'm sure, is top 10. I just don't know about the average.
You think his OBP is top 10?
Yes. He walks a lot. But is the average high enough? I'm going to say yes because he played less games. Fair. Now that's science.
I think I have to stand my ground here. I think I have to say foul. I think I have to say that he is overrated and not worth the dollars.
All right. OPS, second in the majors.
Uh-oh.
On base percentage, second in the majors. Average, ninth in the majors. Top 10 in all three categories. I'm sorry, but I saw it and had to add a fourth on there. And like I said, favorite player, Patrick, so I thought you'd be happy.
Congratulations, Philadelphia.
Sorry.
Patrick goes, you think his on base percentage is that high? Second in the majors.
I was like, that guy doesn't have plate discipline.
What? He walks all the time.
I know. I'm just assuming because I think he's a D that he's like,
yeah.
D's don't have patience. I deal with them all the time at work.
Double digit walks for him. 10.
Not the people I work with. The people that
I just saw this too. Mike Yastrzemski.
People I work with are great.
Mike Yastrzemski, 17 walks already this season.
Yeah, he's not so bad. He's turning into a pretty decent little player there.
Yeah, I've seen him get some triples.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty good. Pretty good.
Keep an eye on your future kid. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. It's the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Well, Mike's going to lose his bet. That's what you get for betting on baseball, Mike. That's a cardinal sin. You don't do it.
I really want to because I've grown to enjoy sports betting in small doses.
Did Pete.
I don't really put any money on anything because I don't have that much money to put on things.
That's why I don't gamble.
Yeah, I mean, I'm broke. My bets.
I can't give my money away for free.
My bets
I drink too much.
$3 and $4. Five if I'm feeling a little bit lucky.
You ever seen those numbers about buying a $5 coffee every day? Just saying.
How about this, if this makes you feel better?
Mm.
I put $25 into the account when Oregon Lottery scoreboard dropped. I have not put any more money in.
Okay.
I'm up to $85.
You going to pull that out?
No, I'm using it.
That's what she said.
It's just, that's my gambling.
I'll be back.
So I have not put more than $25 into sports gambling since it started.
I have yet to dabble into the Oregon Lottery scoreboard app. Mike bangs his chest like a gorilla. Because I learned my lesson last year with gambling, and I dabbled into gambling in baseball, and I lost some money on that, and it soured my taste on sports gambling.
Baseball's really tough.
It's written in every locker room, don't gamble on baseball.
It was getting pretty sad. It was like, Cubs have a lead in the top of the seventh. Maybe I can bet on them to cover this two-run.
A little live betting.
Yeah, exactly, and it just got out of hand within a week, and I'm like, all right.
I don't like the live betting.
Let's nix this.
I feel like there's a way to do that where you make a good amount of money, because there's oftentimes the odds will be pretty steep at the end of the game. And if you get lucky and you could, like, I did that once at the end of a game last year. I can't remember what it was, but it was like, oh, this team's down by four and there's 3 minutes to go, but if you have them to win, it's like plus 2,000. And I was like, oh, I'll put a couple bucks on that. You know what I mean? And they lost by like 30 or not 30, but like 10. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's why this is such a steep odds. I just bet at the beginning. I don't do the live betting.
We'll share with you maybe not next week, the week after, but I've had a buddy hit two different baseball parlays, big parlays.
Oh, like multiple games? Like
10 game and 12 games, I want to say,
wow.
Each.
Wow.
And
that's pretty big.
I mean, he is a degenerate, just straight up. I mean, the stuff he's told me that he's bet on and what games and leagues and hockey, you know, like
anything to get a little action on
mid-major conference basketball tournaments, things like that. Like, he is just, it's ridiculous. But he tells me, bet starting pitchers. If you're going to do any sort of betting, just look at the starting pitcher matchup and roll with that. And that's how he's that's how he's been successful.
That's what I've been telling Patrick today. I was showing him, you seemed interested despite the fact
the
that it was a betting talk. I've been reading through the Action Network, which is a great resource. We had Colin Wilson on all college football season last year, which I guess we probably won't be having him on this year on primetime. But Action Network's really good. They give you their picks and their reasoning behind it. And I was looking at this in the off season. I was actually talking to Bartu, who obviously did his whole college football matrix thing for many years, where he would have his algorithm predict the entire season before the season started. And he would go like 70% correct in almost all the games. And I was just talking, I was like, hey, like, I kind of want to figure out a system to bet baseball. This is before COVID. And I was like, I just, baseball's my favorite sport. I want to be able to figure out a good way to do it so that I pay even more attention than I normally do, right? Like, would I be watching this game right now? No. The Padres-Dodgers game, I put some money on it. I'm more interested in it because of it.
I don't know, man. Fernando Tatis Jr. is at the plate.
No, I know. But you know what I mean. It's just generally like, I put money on a random like Diamondbacks game, and it was like, ooh, let me pay attention to that Diamondbacks game. One thing that Action Network talks about a lot, and something that I was trying to figure out on my own before I started using Action Network, was FIP and XFIP, which is Fielder Independent Pitching. It is an advanced stat, and it is an alternative thing to ERA. And it's supposed to show a better indication of how the starting pitcher or any pitcher is doing compared to the ERA numbers. It involves ballpark factors. It involves a lot of other things to simplify how the pitcher is doing without, like, taking into account how the fielding is doing, hence fielder-independent pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And Fangraphs, great site, now home of Roster Resource, has a section every day that shows ERA to XFIP, and it shows you the difference for all the probable starters. And you can be like, oh, this guy's got a really low ERA and a really high XFIP. That means he's been really lucky and it's going to correct. Or you can do vice versa, right? And I've been trying to use that as a way to gauge on, like, oh, this team's an underdog, but this guy's been really unlucky so far. Maybe they'll get a win. And it's been a really interesting start. Not perfect yet. I'm trying to kind of fine tune all the things I'm using to pick games, but interesting. Interesting stat. XFIP.
Analytics, man. That stuff's so crazy. Hopefully next week we can dive into OPS, which at this point is like a dinosaur of analytics, right?
Yeah.
Like, they created OPS and we were like, this is going to change the game. And it did, because now there's 35 things that do it better. And you're exactly. Like, oh, okay. At least OPS has replaced average.
Did Tatis just go into a double play and then
Tatis? Yeah. Hit it straight back to the pitcher and he turned the double play.
Who is that who just got the double? Is that Grisham?
Yes.
Good for my fantasy team. Yep. Tatis was on.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. Hopefully talk some OPS, and hopefully there's no COVID news
next week. Don't forget.
Michael is out next week. It's going to be a me and fish kind of show. We'll have a good time, so we'll make that work. I am terrific at solo shows, so we'll be We'll be good. We'll be good.
I got you, man. Don't worry.
All right. There's my guy.
I'll actually watch some baseball this week. And yeah, I'll come prepared. Don't you worry about it.
All right, let's do it. If anything, we'll just talk Cleveland Baltimore all week.
Sounds good with me.
We got it.
Hey, if the Orioles are in the playoff hunt, Allie's getting the call, baby.
All right, for Mike Lynch, Joe Fish behind the glass, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do. Like not go out when they tell you to not go out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.